first play of the game, Ed Oliver gets hurt, and you're like, oh my gosh, here we go. Mm-hmm. Now, Sean McDermott said after the game, they came out with injuries, nothing to be too concerned about. Mm-hmm. Ed did have his helmet on. Excuse me. I was watching on the sidelines. He talked with trainers, put his helmet back on. He talked with McDermott. Looked like he was lobbying to go back in. McDermott's like, no, that's not happening. So nothing to be concerned about there. But overall, Caleb Williams getting to the perimeter, rolling out, a little pass and catch. Look, the numbers aren't great for the Bills defense against the Bears offense. But I think this is where I will really tell you, when you're game planning and you can kind of put some things in to negate some of the things the Bears were doing, I think things look a heck of a lot different. Same thing with Connor McGovern. I asked Taron Johnson about this. He said, no game planning whatsoever. If you go into the game knowing they're going to have those rollouts and do things, you can do things against that. The Bills didn't. So I want to kind of temper a little bit in any kind of overreaction to some of these completions the Bears had against the Bills when it came to those first couple drives with Caleb Williams and rolling out.
Yeah, I agree with that. I also think with the defense particularly, I'm still concerned about safety, but I have a hard time judging what we saw from the defense, knowing that Ed Oliver left after the first play. Daquan Jones did not play. Matt Milano did not play. So they were at basically every level without somebody who we thought was going to be a starter, with both of their defensive tackles, with one of their linebackers, without Von Miller in addition to that, and without Mike Edwards, who I think we were penciling in as the starter going into this entire training camp. So, yeah, the defense left a lot to be desired, but they did just give up 6 points to the Bears' first team offense, and the Bills' real starters played that one possession. And then when Sam Martin pins the Bears back deep, then they took out basically all of their other starters. Epinesa stayed in because I think he's kind of clearly their third guy, but it was a very limited sample size. Mm-hmm. The one screen pass is the one that would be really concerning for you. Also, though, don't think Dorian Williams gets, or don't think Matt Milano gets swallowed up like Dorian Williams did on that play. And it's probably not nearly as big of a game.
And it's also, they got caught in a blitz. Yeah. You know, and I mean, I don't know, maybe game planning, you don't do that, but nice call by the Bears, right? I mean, it's what happens in football. They got caught in a blitz. It was a dump down and it was a big play. Yes, red zone defense was good. Red zone defense for the Bills, they kept them in it. The Bears get into the red zone, their first two possessions. Bills red zone defense buckles up a little bit. That was very nice. So, yeah, I don't want to take too much away from the starting defense and what they did or didn't do, because I think really game planning really does matter. You have your franchise number one overall pick quarterback making his professional debut. They didn't want him sitting back there as a sitting duck. He was good at getting out of the pocket at USC. What do? They moved him out of the pocket in his first game and said, okay, we want to make sure you have some room here. You could throw the ball. So I think the starting defense, to me, I don't have a lot of takeaways when it came to that. I look at individual players, though, the rotation, like you said, there's going to be a really interesting battle going on at defensive end. Javon Solomon had a couple of nice plays. I thought he chased down the run really well. You know what? So did Kingsley Jonathan. I thought Kingsley Jonathan played pretty well when he was in there. That might come down to those two, and maybe the draft pick gets the nod, but Kingsley Jonathan's been here a couple of years. But I think defensive end, especially with Casey Tuhill's injury, is going to be really interesting in how they kind of formulate this roster going forward.
I think there's a chance they both make the team because of Smoot's kind of versatility to go inside, and then they keep 6 edge rushers and 4 defensive tackles. I think the way that we saw those guys play and just the versatility that especially Kingsley Jonathan has as far as special teams is concerned, I think he's going to be the type of player now you kind of want with the whole new special team rules. So yeah, I think that I liked both of their games. I thought Solomon flashed more, but was also probably paying more attention to Solomon than I was to Kingsley Jonathan. And yeah, I think that it's going to be a tough battle for the guys who are behind those guys, because I feel like they've got a pretty clear cut kind of top guys for edge rushers and a very defined top 4 as far as defensive tackles are concerned. So yeah, I thought defensively it was a pretty fine day. Liked Russell Douglas making that one open field tackle.
I was thought just that thinking was a about nice that. Play. Was a really nice tackle by him.
I thought Greg Rousseau was fine.
Kyrie Elam was in on a couple plays.
Yeah, Kyrie Elam was.
He was in there. I'll tell you, a guy who was having a really nice day until he committed a really stupid penalty was Kendall Williamson.
Yeah, he did.
Kendall Williamson was around the ball a little bit, and then he made that. He had that penalty. Why even hit? Why touch the guy, right? I think it was Carter who he hit on the sidelines. Just not a smart penalty.
Yeah, no, not a smart one at all. The one thing, honestly, my biggest takeaway, and I know that I'm underplaying the preseason maybe more than some people do, I think Caleb Williams is going to be good. Just it's different. Mm-hmm. It's just watching him play looks a lot like Josh Allen. The throw that everybody is, you know, clamoring about on social media right now is the one where I think Smoot is trying to chase him down and he's rolling out to his side and he just throws an absolute dart. Now he's doing that against a backup defensive line and backup secondary for the Bills. But that's a throw that plays against anybody. Like, that's a big time throw. So I think he's very, very talented, understandably so, first overall pick. And his game reminds me a lot of the guy we watch every single week in Buffalo. I think he's got a really high ceiling.
Couple of odds and ends here, and then I want to touch on special teams. First, Matt, penalties.
That was concerning.
Very concerning. That's something that if you're Sean McDermott, absolutely, today needs to be addressed. It cannot happen. You need to work on whatever it is, the holdings, the pre-snap penalties, everything. I mean, it came from guys, too, like what AJ Epenesa on a punt, right? A punt formation or a field goal, whatever it was. I mean, it was one of the two and steps into the neutral zone. Like, these are just mistakes you can't have in preseason or regular season, especially from guys who are veterans. The Kendall Williamson, you know, hit, like I said, just stupid. An awful penalty.
Yeah.
Down the field, Cam Lewis got called. I think it was a penalty, but they don't think they called it right. It's more of a hold than an interference. But either way, these are just things that cannot happen.
They wiped out a big third down stop on an illegal contact from Dorian Williams, I believe.
That's exactly right.
That was when they pinned him deep. And there was a little awkward pause. I think you were waiting for me to talk. I was looking at the box score to see exactly how many penalties they had.
11 for 85, right?
Well, it changed. It now says 11 for 75. It said 11 for 85 yesterday. So they had 11 penalties, and then the Bears had 8 penalties. So it was just a sloppy, sloppy game all around, but definitely something that needs to be cleaned up.
Okay, and then before we get to special teams, Joey Andreessen. Nice to see him making 4 tackles inside Highmark Stadium. His name, tackle by Joey Andreessen, and the goes over the PA, and you hear a big crowd, you know, cheer. Lancaster High School, really nice. We caught up with him after in the locker room. It was really cool to kind of get that. I mean, I think the chances are pretty darn slim Joey Andreessen makes the Buffalo Bills final roster. He's fighting for either a practice squad spot here or maybe a practice squad spot somewhere else in the NFL. I just wanted to give him, you know, a little bit of love here on the podcast for saying, hey, and how about him and Steven Carlson?
Steven Carlson went to
Jamestown
too.
On the field at the same time.
Yeah, that's really cool. And Steven Carlson had a couple catches. So I think just for local kids, we're both local. You know, if you play football at any point in your life, you probably dream about playing for the Bills and playing on that stadium or inside that stadium. And both of those kids got a chance to do it yesterday, which was really, really cool.